Colt fam, welcome to a special episode.
It's a fun size.
It is cult-like tendencies.
Part two.
Part two to follow part one.
Okay, yeah. So last time we talked about school uniforms. We talked about multi-level marketing companies. Startups. CrossFit. Vegans.
That was just part one.
And sororities and frats.
And we have found that there is a much larger list.
There's a multitude of culty things.
The hard part's actually narrowing it down.
It is true. I'll tell you all the time, I'm like experiencing something, I go, that's culty.
There are just random times where I will get a text from you that says, I just thought about this. And it is very cult-like. So we thought, why not do a part two to part one?
Yes.
Because these are fun.
Yeah, and they're just kind of fun to talk about.
And as always, we want to know if you are experiencing anything that is culty.
Yes.
So we will throw it up on the Instagram. Please let us know if there is anything that we have not talked about yet. We are at the.cult.ure.
Yeah, let us know. So first thing on my list, and if you have anything on your list that you might want to add, you are welcome to tell me. But first thing on my list that I have here are PTAs. Do you know what a PTA is?
Parent-Teacher Association.
Yes. And the reason why I think these are culty are, it's just, you know, a lot of, this is going to sound bad.
I'm in.
A lot of high-strung women.
Wow. You are usually
Miss Feminist. I am a high-strung woman.
But you are usually.
I don't want to be around other high-strung women.
Will you be a part of the PTA?
Most likely not, because my mom was definitely a PTA hater.
Really? So it's ingrained in you from from youth.
Yes.
We don't mess with those
Stepford-y.
People.
Oh. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. I think my mom, she just got very frustrated because they would always schedule them like during the workday, and she's like, I work. Like,
yeah.
I literally can't go.
Now they do yield some power.
Yeah.
Which that is a little bit culty. If you are in the elite mm-hmm. of the PTA. And I think that's what and those underneath are always striving for the approval.
Right.
I need to sign up for this. I got to make sure I volunteer for this.
Bake sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see it. I am not a part of the PTA.
You're not.
Nope.
Are there any teachers? Like, are there teachers on PTAs? It feels like they're just parents.
Is the PTA a 90s thing that doesn't exist anymore?
Now we have foundations.
It does sound classier. I think they're still around. I'm pretty sure elementary still has something. I do think they changed
the name.
I really do think they changed the name.
Really? Okay.
I haven't heard about a PTA meeting in a very long time.
Maybe your wife's on it.
That would be crazy. She's just like secretly like running the PTA. Like
she's the cult leader of the PTA.
Just like a mob boss behind my back, just grinding.
Get those crayons.
That would be great if she was, but we are not. But yeah, I could totally see it. It's a society that is exclusive.
Yes.
And they meet in the dungeon. They provide you with lemonade.
Yes.
And they will solve the world's problems.
Yes. With some cookies.
And they will sort of bully you around a little bit.
Yes. Yes. To get what they want.
Yep. I like it.
Okay. Next on my list. Now, I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I think dental offices are pretty culty. Just hear me out on this, okay?
I don't...
Listen, okay? Every dentist I've been to, first of all, has been a man. Second of all of his employees are females. And all of them like, thank you, doctor, blah, blah, blah. And they just like, it's like weird flattery, like, oh, doctor, la, la, la. Can we do the... It's just like... I don't know. I just get weird ass freaking vibes when I'm at the dentist, and all of the like dental hygienists are like fawning over the dentist.
Now that you're mentioning it, I've only had female hygienists.
Yes.
And I've only had male dentists.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily mean it's culty.
No, I'm not saying the gender dynamic is culty. I'm saying.
But it is pretty apparent.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the famous dentists on TikTok?
No.
So there are like three or four guys, and I don't know why they you know, like, yeah. I don't know, it just kind of like shows up on your feed.
Yeah.
And these guys are, one, they're very good looking.
Yeah.
The dentist office has changed because the women are in the TikTok videos. And I wish I had some of their ads right now.
Oh, wait. I think I have seen the guy. When he's like, when all of your like employees are on their period and he like brings them food, he's like, here you go.
I don't think I saw that one.
That one's funny. I think that's what made me think like, this is culty as fuck.
But there are definitely some vibes there for sure. There is very much like worship the king.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's weird. It's weird.
Now, I do only experience the dentist twice a year, so I'm not sure that I'm an expert to speak on it, but...
I have had a lot of dental work. These teeth, these genetics on these teeth haven't been kind to me. So I've had some, my fair share at the dentist's office.
So you know the cultiness.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, and we got uniforms, right?
Right.
We got little cubicles that these women are forced to work in with not a lot of windows. So it becomes very much like a Vegas casino. No one knows what time it is.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a little.
I can buy that one. I never thought about it before, but I want you to, next time one of those reels comes up, I'm sending it to you. Because yes, they're pretty funny.
Okay. Next one. I mean, this one's easy. And I think we might have even touched on this before, but like Trekkies. Like
Star Trek.
Yeah. Like the people, like, I just think fandoms in general are kind of culty.
I think that's why they were created.
Right. And then, like, I'm not hating on that. Like, I'm a part of the Harry Potter fandom. I've got my own wand. I'm a total freaking nerd about it. I'm like, go Hufflepuff.
It's embarrassing. The Gryffindor's in the room.
You're literally not a Gryffindor. You are not that cool.
And cool.
But, yeah, I just think they're kind of culty.
Someone just reminded me the other day of the joke. I think it's like one of Seinfeld's jokes that says that like all that we're doing is rooting for a piece of clothing. When you think about like sports in general, right? I'm supposed to hate this team, but I love this team.
Yeah.
That can be culty.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Harry Potter tattoos? Do you Harry Potter tattoo?
No, I don't have a Harry Potter
tattoo. Would you get a Harry Potter tattoo?
I definitely would not get the Deathly Hallows. That's basic as hell.
Everyone does have that one.
If I had a Harry Potter tattoo, it would either be a quote or it would be like, I saw this really cool, I mean, I wouldn't get this, but it's really cool, like Bellatrix Lestrange one where it's like her being with her crazy face, you know? So something kind of cool like that. I don't really like, I mean, for me personally, I don't have any tattoos, and that's just because I just, nobody in my family has them. It's just been like a thing. But I appreciate artistry. And so if I got a tattoo, I'd probably be like very much focused on like the artistry in it. So
but that's like another level, dope. Right? When you go tattoo level of your fandom.
Right.
Which there are so many people that have like Star Wars tattoos.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like it's a very, it's not even like that weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's like, I don't know. I'm a little bit more in it. And so.
Wait. Are tattoo, or like, is that culty?
Having tattoos?
Kinda.
Like, yeah.
Tattoo shops, like, are they culty?
Yeah, there's a, so I have been getting tattooed for, I don't know, 14 years, 12 years, something like that.
I thought you were 12.
And I still get nervous walking into a tattoo shop. So there is something about it.
Like you feel like a poser?
No, you just feel like you're walking into someone's like,
this is their domain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are there. And it's very, there's not very many people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you don't feel like the safety of a crowd.
Right.
Like
you're being watched.
Like there were 3 people in there when I went last week.
Right.
And I don't know why that's just strange, but for like over an hour and a half, the same 3 people were in there. I don't know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
But I do think that tattoos of these fan, you know, thing, movies in particular, like people, like that's not odd, where like 10 years ago, that was weird.
Yeah, I agree. Which I think is kind of cool though.
Like people, if you
can
had like
self-express.
If you had like a Harry Potter sleeve, like I would not think like,
what, bro,
if,
like, that would like, be like, dope,
I wouldn't
actually
think like, what a freak. I'd be like,
bro,
dang, that's pretty sick.
That would be so cool, actually. I'm never going to do that.
We are doing
that. You do that.
No, I will call
I
my
don't
guy.
Want to do it. But that would be so sick.
You should do that.
I will literally never do that.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Can I just get a prosthetic arm and they just like draw it on there?
You can just do like a temporary one and that'd just do it cool. like on Sharpie.
That'd be cool.
Okay. That's the first step.
Dude, I'm too scared. My grandma told me she would cut me off from life if I ever got a tattoo.
Well, that sounds very culty. So maybe there is something about that.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Next thing, I don't know why I have this written in my notes, but we're going to go with it. Timeshares.
That's because of me.
You said that?
I told you about timeshares.
Okay.
And timeshares are, so anyone who's like been international and has like been traveling, or if you've ever stayed at a place that has them, most people have at least experienced the timeshare meeting at least once. You've never done it?
I've been, yes, as a child, my parents got roped into one for a free restaurant, whatever, free meal at whatever restaurant. And then I had to sit there for hours and listen to the pitch.
So, okay. So culty things about it. Number one, they remove you from the general population. So they invite you to like a very, unpopular spot.
Sweet tomatoes?
No, it's like the conference room.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so they pull you away from everybody else. Mm. They are very excited that you are there.
Yeah.
They will offer you food and drink.
Uh-huh.
They hit you all the time with, listen, no pressure here.
Yeah.
We just want to show you what we have to offer.
Right.
And then they go to work and they grind and they keep the drinks coming. And a lot of times they'll have it sectioned so like you hate the first offer.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I can't do this. I'm out.
The door in the face.
And then they're like, oh, but hold on. We right. also have this.
That's psychological
yes.
tactics.
Well,
yeah.
And obviously it works.
Yeah, it does.
And yes, I don't know why I was thinking about that today, but yes, that is very culty.
Okay, I see it. Yeah. I just...
And everyone knows they've had the experience, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's kind of embarrassing. You went somewhere for a free meal.
Or a free glass of champagne.
Yeah.
And there's the reason why the majority of like early 20s, like that's when you get involved in a timeshare. Because it's like, oh, free alcohol? Yeah, right. I'm in.
Well, so I worked at Ruth's Chris. And they had meetings like that frequently. Where like random ass people that were definitely like... not our typical clientele there would be like, I'm here for the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay. So
catching that free steak.
I mean, yeah, I would go.
Right.
What the
I would still go.
I would definitely go.
Right. Even though I know, I'm like, yeah, I'm still in.
Yeah.
Yes. That was our culty.
That's so funny. Okay. This one I said, okay, music festivals. People that go on like the music festival circuit are 1,000,000% culty.
The
fans.
The fans. Okay, not the bands.
Yes.
So the fans. What was your first music festival?
Oh, music festival or concert?
Music festival, because they're very different.
At my college, UCSB, they had like a kind of a mini festival every year in the spring called Extravaganza. So I went to that. But I think actually my first music festival was Stagecoach.
So that is the country one.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. It's at the Coachella grounds.
It's in Indio.
Yes.
So give me your culty vibe experience from that.
Okay. Not there. It's
interesting. Country doesn't get the same rap as everybody else.
Okay. But at, I went to Outside Lands up in San Francisco.
Yep.
And that was really fun. Actually, I would definitely recommend, but, sponsor us Outside Lands. It's not really even that. It's just like people that I witnessed, like that I know through like Instagram and stuff, who like go to the EDM ones.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. What are the EDM festivals?
There's the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is like the big one, but I don't know what it's
called. What are their names, man?
I don't know. No, when you talk that, let me talk festivals.
Okay.
So festivals are my jam.
They are.
They are.
When was your first one?
My very first one.
Vans Off the Wall?
Was the Warped Tour.
Ah! Yes.
And I went faithfully almost every year.
Hard summer. That's what it's called.
Not the one I was thinking of, but okay.
Okay.
And I love me some festival. Now,
mm-hmm.
you are...
You're that white guy.
You are a part of an exclusive club. When you go, you become that guy. Oh, right. I'm going to Warped Tour. Well, I love wearing the Warped Tour.
Burning Man?
Oh, yeah. That's even, well, okay.
That's level 10 culty.
That might actually be a cult. I'm scared to go there, and I also don't think they'd let me in. But I think you get the exclusivity of the people that get to go. It's a shared experience that's very long. It's different. No, don't do that. It's different from a concert because it's amount of time. Now,
a lot of people too.
I have never been to Coachella. And here's how I know that Coachella is culty. People will go to Coachella and they will buy tickets to Coachella without knowing who's playing at Coachella.
Yeah.
And when you talk to someone who's been to Coachella, it sounds 30% awesome, 70% hell, depending on the weather.
It's so freaking hot.
Yes. And you basically are homeless.
You snot black goo out of your nose.
And everyone smells.
Everybody's on drugs.
Yes. There's
See, I didn't go to Coachella, but Stagecoach is, it's the same spot. So I know the location.
Yeah, I've been to Stagecoach.
But the vibe is different.
Very different. But if you're a Coachella person, this is what floods the Instagram feeds as soon as Coachella tickets go on sale.
Well, but here's the thing. The more of the part that's culty to me are the people who post about this shit on Instagram who are like, had such a spiritual experience at Hard Festival. You know, it's like, bro, you're just on Molly. Like, what are you talking about? Like, just relax. Like, just... You didn't have a spiritual experience. You were on drugs.
And go back to work.
Yeah.
The weekend's over.
Like, there are so many girls I know that, like, they...
dress differently. It's a vibe,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
There's literally...
They dance differently.
A Coachella,
you do
like,
that you shuffle thing, which I cannot do.
There's, like, a Coachella section in these stores before it actually starts.
You gotta get the flower crowns.
Like, that's how you know it is culty.
It's culty.
I agree.
Okay. Horoscopes,
not into them.
Do you think they're culty?
I think that they used to be.
Oh,
I don't think that they're as big anymore. I mean, people were checking the newspaper for their horoscope,
but people still do that on Instagram.
I know, but I feel like it's just kind of niche now.
Yeah,
of like
kind of cute, cutesy.
Yeah, like this is what it says. But like people were like, "No, my horoscope said," like that was like gospel. In the 90s.
But I feel like they're kind of, some people are like that still.
What's your thing?
I'm a Cancer.
That just sounds bad to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Crab. So it's like, I'm like loyal and emotional.
But also Cancer, like it's just not a great name.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a Taurus.
It's Ram? What is that?
A Taurus is a bull.
Okay.
Don't disrespect.
All right.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
To be like, oh, here's this and this. However, let's pivot.
If you see something in Taurus, you reading it?
I might read it just to like see what's up. I'm not like taking it like as advice. I'm not. Enneagram.
Enneagram! Yeah, bro. The Christian girls are culty with the Enneagram.
Okay, first of all, pronounce your words.
It's Enneagram.
It's the Enneagram.
Actually, let me give you a little lesson here real quick, because you know why it's called an Enneagram?
Well, it's not called that. It sounds like you've been drinking too much. It's the Enneagram.
It's not.
To everyone and their mother.
Listen,
I don't care what it's actually.
I'm actually telling you that it is a Enneagram because it comes from the Greek word for nine, because there are nine different types.
I don't know.
And nine is Ennea.
I'm telling
you. So
you
can suck it.
I'm telling you what it's pronounced in the real world.
In the white people who are appropriating my culture.
That is the new version of horoscopes.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's not even close.
And same thing is just any personality kind of test.
Don't think that anyone cares what people's Myers-Briggs?
Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
The Enneagram is the version now.
Okay.
That has overtaken.
Enneagram. Yep.
I really hate when you say it.
I'm telling you, that is how you say it.
It's not, though.
Okay. All right, white boy. Okay. This one you sent to me. Okay. Rich school graduations.
No, shout out. Okay. So graduations in general. Is there anything more systematic that you have been a part of? Like, I literally think it goes graduations, weddings.
Yeah.
Like they are on the same page.
Right.
There is very strict rules and the protocol is the most important and you have no power or no say.
That's true.
And they all look the same. Mm-hmm. We can have no individualism.
Yeah.
You should be lucky to be there. Well,
college, you get to have more individualism, I feel like.
A little. Oh, yeah. Your sash?
My cap was decorated in college.
That is also, like, a new thing.
It was very cute.
Go, so you know. Like, 2005, no one's doing that.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's Pinterest, dog.
Hell yeah, I love Pinterest.
So, and...
Pinterest, sponsor us.
I was at our graduation, and I just looked at the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is culty.
Yeah.
Even the way they walk in and walk out. Now, remember, I always
stand up, sit down.
Yes, I always joked about like the hooded like figures in like the forest, like walking in straight lines. Like this right. is about as close as right. you can get.
Yeah.
But they wear different colors. Super culty.
Creepy. Yeah. I mean, it definitely is culty. It's not level 10 culty.
No, no one's dying.
Oof.
You hope.
Heat stroke.
You hope. I know.
It's so hot here. So, yeah, that's all we have today for cult tendencies. Folks, if you have any recommendations on what we need to discuss, if it's culty or not, please hit us up on our Instagram at the.cult.ure. And that's it. See ya.
See ya.